Jazz fans may know Baltimore, Maryland, as the birthplace of pianists Ubi Blake and Cyrus Chestnut, drummer Chick Webb, and saxophonist Gary Bartz and Gary Thomas, among others, and as the place where Billie Holiday grew up. Nowadays, it's becoming known as a town jazz musicians went to as well as came from. Critic Kevin Whitehead explains.
Stan Getz, Baltimore, 1975. According to some versions of jazz history, the 70s was the dark ages, when musicians either sold out and got funky or went into hibernation. In fact, a lot of jazz mainstreamers didn't give up and kept working the club and concert trail. One likely stop was the famous ballroom, 1717 North Charles Street in Baltimore. From 1966 to 84, the Left Bank Jazz Society presented concerts there on Sundays from 5 to 9 p.m. Many of them were taped, and some of those recordings are now being issued by Label M. Four volumes dribbled out in the fall, with 8 or 10 more expected this year. The first batch is heavy on tenor saxophonists, including that Stan Getz date we just heard from, with bassist Dave Holland and drummer Jack DeJohnette, and a 1968 face-off between tenors Al Cohn and Zoot Sims. Sims with the audience at Baltimore's famous ballroom. These amateur recordings by the Left Bank Jazz Society's Vernon Welsh do a good job of catching the ambience of the room. I spent a lot of Sundays there myself in the 70s and 80s, but only after moving away did I realize how special that place was. Jazz has rarely been so user-friendly. You could bring the kids and get them home by bedtime. You could also buy cheap beer or setups and exemplary fried chicken and collard greens, then sit at one of the long picnic tables in front of the bandstand and pig out on three full sets of music. The audience at the famous was always predisposed to having a good time, but a long way from being a pushover. That attitude often inspired musicians to give a little extra. Not that the music was always brilliant. The first four Left Bank CDs range from the okay to the very good. Unlike the shows, they tend to be a bit short, averaging about 53 minutes each. The standout is a 1971 trio date by Sonny Stitt on electric saxophone, which gave him an odd but oddly appealing tone. This is from Who Can I Turn To? Sonny Stitt, organist Don Patterson, and drummer Billy James. The Left Bank Jazz Society presented concerts at various halls around Baltimore before and after the famous ballroom. But gradually, their activities tapered off until they suspended operations in 1998 due to a shortage of funds. But there's a happy ending. The money the Left Bank makes from licensing these CDs has enabled them to resume their Sunday concerts, at least occasionally. I've heard jazz at hip venues all over two continents, but for atmosphere, nothing has surpassed those Sunday evenings in Baltimore. It's good that they survive, live and on record.
Kevin Whitehead is based in Chicago. He reviewed the Left Bank Jazz Series on Label M. 4 recordings in the series have been released. More are on the way.